Let's go to UT Austin. This is things got very violent there yesterday. Governor Abbott, now this is not a private university like USC and Emory, but this is a public school. And so Governor Abbott was able to send in the troops, and he certainly did. Look at these guys. Why so many? Oh, this one, the students start chanting, "You don't scare us." This guy right here in the blue backpack on the lower part of the screen, and watch what happens to him. He's clearly just a cameraman. He's holding a big camera. He's just trying to document the event, but watch what the police do to him. Why? Why are they arresting journalists, cameramen? I mean, these tactics are brutal. They are totally uncalled for. These are peaceful protests. We're not seeing buildings being looted, windows smashed, graffiti being sprayed places. We're not seeing burning buildings. We're not seeing any of that. We saw that during Black Lives Matter, and the police did nothing. Oh, wait, okay. They did absolutely nothing during that when there was actual violence, when there was actual burned buildings, when cities here in Los Angeles, the city of Santa Monica was destroyed. I mean, it was like a war zone going through Santa Monica after Black Lives Matter protests went through there. These students are not doing anything like that, yet they're sending in way more large numbers of riot police to control these students that are not even out of hand. They're waving Palestinian flags. They're saying Free Palestine. That is all that they're doing. There's now been more than 400 arrests across the country, demonstrators who've been arrested. USC, there was about 90 people arrested yesterday. NYU saw 120 people arrested. At UT Austin, there was about 50 people arrested. There was actually hundreds of Jewish arrests that were made when they were protesting outside of Chuck Schumer's home on Tuesday. A bunch of the anti-Israel, anti-war demonstrators, they were doing a Passover Seder, and it doubled as a protest, and they were arrested. A bunch of Jews, and they're saying that this is an anti-Semitic, that what these kids are chanting is genocide for Jews. If that's the case, why are there such high numbers of Jews who have joined in on these protests? This has nothing to do with the Jewish religion, with people who practice the Jewish religion. It has nothing to do with them. This is about a foreign country in the Middle East and the way that they, what they're doing to the Palestinian people. When we criticize China, we don't say, wow, you're criticizing Buddhists. How dare you go after the Buddhists? What are you thinking going after Buddhists? You must hate Buddhists. You must want to genocide the Buddhists. That is never something that is said. But for whatever reason, when it comes to Israel, they hide behind anti-Semitism in order to just get us to shut up about the crimes that they're committing. Now, why, you might ask, did they not crack down on the BLM protests? And why are they cracking down on these protests that are significantly more peaceful? There were many in the Black Lives Matter protests that were absolutely peaceful, just like there were many January 6th who were absolutely peaceful. Then there were some in both of those protests that were not peaceful, right? We saw what happened at the Capitol Some of those people were violent. A lot of those people were just kind of gawking, walking around. Most of them were not violent at all. They just went into the Capitol. Some were violent. They smashed some things. There was some things that went on there. But the vast majority of the people in all of these protests have been peaceful. But in particular, this protest that has been going on about Palestine has been particularly peaceful. They're just chanting things that people interpret as genocidal. So why are they being cracked down on harder? Why do we see more troops going in to these protests than any of the other protests that we've seen, even when those other protests are more violent? Well, probably because of this. Let me show you this. This is from Amnesty International. This is a report that they did a couple of years back. Where do many police departments train? Oh, Israel. That's where. That's right. All those riot police you're seeing those brutal tactics, kind of looks like the people, how people are treated in the West Bank, as we see images coming out of there, the brutality against just normal young people. Well, it turns out that they got those tactics from the IDF themselves. Here is the report. When the U.S. Department of Justice published a report August 10th, this was in 2016, that documented widespread constitutional violations, discriminatory enforcement, and culture of retaliation within the Baltimore Police Department, there was rightly a general reaction of outrage. But what hasn't received as much attention is where Baltimore police received training on crowd control, use of force, and surveillance. Israel's National Police, Military, and Intelligence Services. Baltimore law enforcement officials, along with hundreds of others from Florida, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, California, Arizona, Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Georgia, Washington State, as well as the D.C. Capitol Police, have all traveled to Israel for training. Thousands of others have received training from Israeli officials who have come here to the United States. So if those tactics look really familiar, what you were seeing there, send in the troops. If that kind of looked IDF to you, that's because it is. These people were trained using IDF tactics. So that kind of, that goes into the why would they crack down on these protests versus other protests that they're not cracking down on? Well, that has to do with Netanyahu. You want access to our IDF training tactics? Do you want to continue training your police forces using our guys, our equipment, our surveillance, our tech, our tactics? Well, then you better do what we want, because we got something on you. We have money. The connection is always money. It's money going into the politicians' pockets on why they constantly defend Israel, why they allow anti-free speech laws, these anti-BDS laws, to be passed state by state, why they send in the riot police when it's this protest in particular rather than other protests that probably deserved it more, why Greg Abbott has all of those people flooding in UT Austin, but he can't do the same thing for the U.S. southern border. Why is that? Money. It all boils down to the fact that there's a lot of influence and money, and those are from pro-Israel, pro-Zionist forces, or from Israel itself. So here's Netanyahu, and suddenly, you know, after Netanyahu goes and says, you guys need to crack down on this, you know, when Netanyahu
What's happening on America's college campuses?
It happens.
It's horrific. Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. They attack Jewish students. They attack Jewish faculty. This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s. It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned, and condemned unequivocally. But that's not what happened. The response of several university presidents was shameful. Now, fortunately, state, local, federal officials, many of them have responded differently, but there has to be more. More has to be done. It has to be done not only because they attack Israel, that's bad enough. Not only because they want to kill Jews wherever they are, that's bad enough. It's also, when you listen to them, it's also because they say not only death to Israel, death to the Jews, but death to America. And this tells us that there's an anti-Semitic surge here that has terrible consequences. We see this exponential rise of anti-Semitism throughout America and throughout Western societies as Israel tries to defend itself against genocidal terrorists. Genocidal terrorists who hide behind civilians. Yet it is Israel that is falsely accused of genocide. Israel that is falsely accused of starvation and all sundry war crimes. It's all one big libel. But that's not new. We've seen in history that anti-Semitic attacks were always preceded by vilification and slander. lies that were cast against the Jewish people that are unbelievable, yet people believe them. And what is important now is for all of us who are interested and are, cherish our values and our civilization, to stand up together and to say enough is enough. We have to stop anti-Semitism, because anti-Semitism is the canary in the coal mine. It always precedes larger conflagrations that engulf the entire world. So I ask all of you, Jews and non-Jews alike, who are concerned with our common future and our common values, to do one thing. Stand up, speak up, be counted. Stop anti-Semitism now. What's happening in America?
Well, that's what we're trying to do, right? We're trying to stop anti-Semitism now by stopping you from bombing and attempting to genocide a Semitic people, the Palestinian people who've been on that land for centuries and centuries, if not thousands of years, all the way back to the land of Canaan before the Jewish people even arrived, before Abraham arrived with his family from Iraq. This piece goes on. I want to read a little bit more of this Amnesty International piece. They say many of these trips are taxpayer funded, while others are privately funded. Since 2002, the Anti-Defamation League, the American Jewish Committee's Project Interchange, and the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs have paid for police chiefs, assistant chiefs, and captains to train in Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories. So it's not just the state of Israel. It's not just our taxpayer money that is going towards funding these trips. It's also the ADL and other Zionist pro-Israel groups like this that are giving money to the police departments. And then what happens? Why would they do that? Why would the ADL want to give money to police departments and say, we'll send you to Israel to train with the IDF? For what purpose is that? Well, the purpose would be to crack down on anti-Semitism when they think anti-Semitism is rising up. It's to beat down the American people. That's why they're doing it. They're not doing it out of the goodness of their hearts because they want police departments in the United States to thrive and to be, you know, to be able to have, thrive is definitely not the right word, to be able to have resources to brutally crack down on its population, on bad guys. No, they have an agenda. The ADL has a very specific agenda. And that is to stop anti-Semitism, anything they categorize as anti-Semitism, which is practically everything. Let me just, let me play for you. This is Jonathan Greenblatt. And this is the level of rhetoric now that Jonathan Greenblatt is spewing. He is saying that these students are Iranian proxies, is what he's trying to say. He's trying to get these troops that he's paid for. He's paid for their training. He's the head of ADL. He's trying to get now these police officers to understand that they're dealing with a foreign entity. These American students are now a foreign terrorist entity, an Iranian terrorist entity at that. Here he is.
About time that the presidents and these campus administrators across the country started again simply saying, you got to play by the rules. I mean, talk about the height of entitlement, right? Thinking that you can just act with impunity wherever you want. You know, it's funny. We're talking about Iran a few minutes ago. Iran has their military proxies like Hezbollah, and Iran has their campus proxies like these groups like SJP and JVP. That, I mean, look at them. I mean, this is literally like a demonstration in Tehran, and you can't believe it's happening in Morningside Heights.
What? Let's hear that. Let's hear him say that again.
By the rules. I mean, talk about the height of entitlement, right? Thinking that you can just act with impunity wherever you want. You know, it's funny. We're talking about Iran a few minutes ago. Iran has their military proxies like Hezbollah, and Iran has their campus proxies like these groups like SJP and JVP.
SJP, a student, Jewish Voice for Peace, he's saying is, so these Jewish organizations now are Iranian, are Hezbollah. Campus Hezbollah is what Jonathan Greenblatt is trying to sell us. And this is a guy that, according to these reports from Amnesty International, has helped fund these troops that we're seeing crack down on these protests, go to Israel and train with the IDF. Hey guys, thank you for watching this clip from the full Kim Iverson Show, which you could catch just by heading to that link down below, kimiversonshow.com. You can watch the full show from what you just watched, or you could catch the full show live Monday through Friday, live streams, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern at kimiversonshow.com. See you then. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Never miss an episode. Never miss a clip. Never miss a segment. Thanks, guys.